If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, this is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, Christmas is coming up, the most wonderful time of the year, people say. Of course, we know that Jesus was probably not born on December 25th. If you studied this at all, you know that the pagans in Europe many centuries ago had a pagan festival at the winter solstice, which is on our calendar December 23rd. And the early church, trying to get attention away from that, actually created a mass in honor of Christ. That's where the name Christmas comes from. A lot of people don't even know that. And so really, it's a tradition handed down to us from the Roman Catholic Church all these years. Of course, it's wonderful to commemorate Christ's birth. Two of the Gospels recount his birth in both Matthew and also the book of Luke. These are well-known passages. But nowhere in the scripture does it say to celebrate Christ's birthday. However, these traditions go back many, many generations. All kinds of things have grown up around it, including the story about Saint Nicholas, who was a real saint, who was apparently a very good person, who gave gifts to poor people. And so that's kind of where it came from. And Saint Nicholas kind of turned into Santa Claus. And then all kinds of stories with Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, and the famous poem about Santa coming down the chimney and, his belly shook when he laughed. Everyone knows that poem. Those have all have developed. And then, of course, the whole thing of gift giving, and it's very much a part of childhood, being excited about Christmas coming. Many children believe in Santa Claus, and in my family, we didn't because we were a Christian family. And there's several things I wanted to talk about that, because now we hear about a war on Christmas. And Todd Starnes on Fox News and now on Fox Nation is one of the best. Also, Bill O'Reilly comes to mind. There have been a number who have really stood up to this assault on Christmas itself. Matt Staver of the Liberty Council has also really spoken up and even has a naughty and nice list of some companies which seem to just get rid of Christmas entirely, not have anything that has even the word Christmas in it. Everything is just happy holidays and this type of thing. Now, there's really nothing wrong with saying happy holidays. I can remember as a kid, people used to say it, but it was, as I recall, shorthand for saying happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year's. It was just easier to say happy holidays the entire Christmas season. But now it's come to be something else by people who are almost anti-religion and in many cases anti-God. And people that are wanting to just get rid of all vestiges of religion or especially Christianity from the culture. Now, the irony is, if they think about it, the word holiday actually means holy day. And both the Jews, they call their events Passover and Feast of Tabernacles and so forth, they call them holy days. And the Roman Catholics, of course, have used that term. And it's kind of morphed into holiday. So even when they're saying happy holidays, to keep from saying something religious, they're using a religious term. When I was a kid, I remember in our very conservative, somewhat legalistic Pentecostal church that I grew up in, the Christians were very concerned about Christmas, but it wasn't the same kind of war on Christmas back then. They were concerned that everything was about Santa Claus and reindeer and snowmen instead of being about the Christ child or the Christmas story. They were concerned that people would say Xmas instead of Christmas. Now, there are those who believe that the X is like the Greek letter X, which has to do with the first letter of Christ. So it was not quite as sinister, but undoubtedly there were people that were just uncomfortable writing Christmas, so they wrote Xmas. We don't even hear that anymore. now even saying something about Santa Claus and reindeer almost seems to be a little bit traditional, and Christians seem to be perfectly happy that the secular culture is acknowledging Christmas at all. Now, one of the things that I read this week, in fact, I think I read it this morning, it was actually on our Charisma News website. By the way, if you're not already checking out our Charisma News app, I encourage you to do so. And they told about a principal of an elementary school in Nebraska, a lady who wrote a 3-page memo outlawing Merry Christmas, even candy canes, because she said candy canes were in the shape of a J, which meant Jesus, and the red on the candy cane had to do with his blood. I mean, she did everything she could to obliterate it at all. However, there were a few things that were okay, including some characters from the Disney movie called Ice. It was just ludicrous. There was such a backlash when people found out about this from all over the country that the school board actually suspended her and she issued an apology. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But how in the world, in the heartland of America, could there be this political correctness gone to an extreme is beyond me. And I have no reason to ridicule the poor woman. She's probably having the worst day of her life right now. But, you know, somebody's got to stand up to all this political correctness that has become almost anti-God and certainly anti-Christ at the Christmas season. I walked into a restaurant today and they had a big happy holiday sign and no mention of Christmas. I found out that they did have Merry Christmas in front of the restaurant, so I was glad that I didn't bother to say anything to the manager. But, you know, when we see that, we need to speak up. There are some stores, in years past it's been Target, I have not researched it this year, but I have no reason to believe that they've changed, where they just have stuff about winter and they don't even hint at Christmas. Walmart, on the other hand, does say Merry Christmas. Interestingly, they'll say Merry Christmas and then underneath it, December 25th. That is Christmas. It is a national holiday. Everybody gets out for Christmas, not for the holiday. You know, there are a lot of things that we call holidays, including the 4th of July and Memorial Day. You know, some people would even call Valentine's Day a holiday. It's not in the truest sense of the word. In our culture, it has to do with getting off work and commemorating whatever it is. But we don't celebrate the holiday. We celebrate Christ's birth. It's an opportunity to reflect on Christ, to reflect on the miracle of the infant birth. And it's just nice with all the lights and the music and all the traditions that have grown up. You know, every family has their own tradition of trimming a tree or going Christmas caroling or going and doing different things. In our family, we go to several Christmas presentations, which are always very nice. We always enjoy that. And of course, on television, they have a lot of these things that you can watch. And you drink eggnog and eat pumpkin pie and all, you know, lots and lots of food and lots of sugar cookies. You know, these are just pleasant traditions that have grown up around Christmas, but it's not the real reason we celebrate Christmas. Interestingly, there's no evidence in the New Testament that Jesus himself celebrated his own birthday. We don't know really what kind of celebrations they had for birthdays back then. But interestingly, in John 10, Jesus participated in Hanukkah. And Hanukkah, as you may know, is the Jewish festival of lights in which they celebrate for 8 days. And it has to do with the Maccabees winning over the Syrians and how they would light the candle in the temple. They were actually rededicating the temple because the Greeks had desecrated it and had actually worshiped Zeus in the temple of God. And so they were rededicating it. And I learned recently that the word Hanukkah, which is actually pronounced a couple of different ways depending on how Hebrew your pronunciation is or how English, but in English we call it Hanukkah, actually means dedication, or somebody else said rededication. And it said that Jesus went up to the temple in the winter for the feast of dedication. That was Hanukkah. He celebrated Hanukkah, which I thought was very nice. I have some Jewish neighbors. They celebrate Hanukkah. We often will exchange gifts. And I've learned about Hanukkah. It's a nice celebration. And during the Christmas season, the Jewish community celebrates Hanukkah in some ways as their version. They exchange presents and they have family traditions, and that's all very nice. But I just want to encourage you, when you see this political correctness, or even when somebody says Happy Holidays, I turn around and I say, and Merry Christmas to you. And very often the person will then respond with Merry Christmas. I think a lot of the employees are actually told not to say that with the idea they might offend someone. I'd like to know who they offend. They offend all the Christians who went to say Merry Christmas. You know, actually the Hindus and the Muslims have holidays, and there are Hindus and Muslims in our country. And, you know, we don't make a big deal out of saying something or not saying something. And I think that even if you were greeting someone of a different religion or no religion at all, they know that you're just being polite and giving them a seasonal greeting. You're not trying to convert anyone or push anything down their throat. The politically correct crowd, on the other hand, is trying to push something down the collective throat of the entire culture. It really concerns me, and that's why I wanted to give you this little commentary, share my thoughts. And as I wrap up, I'd like to tell you that soon I'm going to be implementing a new format for my Strang Report. Once a week, I'm going to do an in-depth interview in a 30-minute format. And we're talking right now about when to start this, but it will likely start in the month of January. I hope that you enjoy the podcast. Our number of downloads has been going way up, especially since I've been doing them every day and promoting them on my Strang Report newsletter. I hope that you share it with others. We find that when they hear one of our podcasts, they discover the Charisma Podcast Network and will often download other programs either from me or some of the other programs that are on the Charisma Podcast Network. People like Sean Bolts, which is one of our most popular podcasts. Dr. Steve Green has a popular podcast. And you can go on cpnshows.com, or you can also type in charismapodcastnetwork.com. You know, all of it without spaces, of course. And you can see all of our podcasts. You can click on them. You can listen to them every day. And I hope that you will share it. That's how it grows. We're trying to grow it organically. I'm trying to double or even treble or quadruple the number of podcasts that are downloaded each time. And I appreciate anything that you can do to help. It's always good to post it on social media or just to forward it to a friend that you think would enjoy it. So with that, I'll wrap up this edition of the Strang Report, close it by wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and tune in again tomorrow for another interesting program, and I will be sharing more about my new format that's coming up every Friday. We're going to do a lot of promotion, and my talking about it in my newsletter and on the podcast itself is just sort of step one of helping us to get out the word far and wide for this new format that I think that you will really enjoy. Thank you for listening today. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.